This is Wing Lam, founder of Wahoo's Fish Taco, with my brothers Mingo and Ed. When I want to know what's going on in the world of food, I listen to SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball.
And welcome back. It is the Memorial Day weekend version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host, kind of putting it all together, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And we're going back down to San Pedro and picking up our conversation with fourth-generation chef and restaurateur Dustin Traney. Dustin, in terms of Traney's Dockside Station, you're in a very historic building that has had a couple different roles over the years. But what did it start out as, and then what was it for 70 years that closed in 2010?
Yeah, I mean, as you got to witness being there, and I thank you again so much for coming down and being a part of that celebration. But, yeah, it was the original immigration station for the city of Los Angeles. So basically, the Ellis Island of Los Angeles. And there was if you saw on the wall there, we had an immigrant wall that we dedicated to all the immigrants that came here to San Pedro that all still reside here today, you know. Obviously, as the generations, move on, we have a photo there that we found behind the electrical panel, the original electrical panel that the electrician back in 1919, 1920, when they were finishing that building, he slipped it behind there. And so what a talk about a find. And so we were able to put that on the wall there, to kind of like, it's just so an aura of the building. It's so special. And just knowing that original door that is on the west end of the building was the door that they came through. They walked in, they entered through that door and exited the other side as an American citizen. But yeah, it was the immigration station for several decades, up until I want to say the late 40s. The late 40s is when Joe Canetti opened Canetti's Seafood Grotto, which was a landmark breakfast place, which I went there countless times with my grandfather as well as friends, up until the closure in 2010. And it was a special spot. Being right there in the heart of the fishing village of San Pedro, you obviously had all your longshoremen down there. You had so many fishermen, so many locals, that it was just a generational spot that was really, really special to this town.
Well, and as you're saying, Dustin, which is important to know, this was really a working person's cafe. So, you know, these were real people. I mean, there's nothing put on or artificial about that. And, you know, to have a 70-year run is, pretty incredible. So, as they say, Dustin, you inherited good bones, but Traney's Dockside Station is a lot more upmarket in terms of the appointments that you have in the restaurant. You come in there and you have that beautiful long raw bar, but you also have two very historic appointments in the restaurant that both of which I think you actually got initially and weren't sure what to do with them. But boy, in terms of the finished restaurant, you figured out what to do with them. So talk about those two elements, Dustin, because they're very distinctive. And I want our listeners, when they get down to Traney's Dockside Station, to be sure to note them, because there's lots of things to see inside there, besides, what your incredible food is going to be, of course.
Yeah, I mean, as well as, I guess being in the restaurant industry, our chef per se and my family, we're also builders. I love doing craftsmanship, woodworking. It's just another creative output. And so is my father's the same way. So when the bar top, let's start there, it was in a bar in San Pedro called TC's, originally the Mirror Room, that opened in the 40s. And it's a mahogany serpentine bar top that stretches about 40 feet. And you never see anything like that anymore. And unfortunately, the bar closed about 8 years ago. And, we didn't know. We had no plans on what we were going to do with this, but we just couldn't let that be destroyed. So we've had it in storage for the last 4 years. And then when, you know, I don't know what we're going to do with it. We stuck it in my brother's garage. He hated it, but it was well worth it. And then when this Dockside came about, we literally pulled it out of storage. And there's some photos online. I believe the Daily Breeze here did an article on us way when the idea first came about. And it has the picture of the bar top just laying on the floor, kind of mocked up where we were going to originally put it. And it just kind of came to life. And the little history of that bar, it was such a cool, you know, old school little local watering hole. And in his later years, Charles Bukowski was one of his favorite places to drink. So there's like a spot at the bar. I'm like, okay, you ask the old timers that were, used to bartend there. I go, where did he sit? They go, this was his spot right here.
Oh, wow.
So we got to say, this is the Charles' spot. And then some other, you know, legends around this town. A really, really dear friend of mine who passed in 2010 was a maitre d' at J Trey's with Joe Zitko. And he was a fixture at that bar. So we're going to have little nods to the history of those people that were there before us that, you know, kind of, it's so many people that have come in and seen that and they put their hands on it and they touch it and they go, I used to sit here with my grandfather, you know, like this is unbelievable to be able to sit at this again and still feel the power of it. And that was the idea behind the design of Dockside. Just a real quick on, you know, kind of what it came to life. We worked with a designer, Robert Weiner, which is good friends and also did, I know you're familiar with Redbird in downtown LA.
You bet.
Yeah. So Neil Frazier became a good friend of mine. And so we were in New York doing an autism event. And he kind of like, we're having a tough, just like, you know, we can't get the identity of this right. And he goes, well, talk to Robert, man. He did Redbird and did an extraordinary job with an old space. So it was a match made in heaven. And so he came in with some ideas of my mother and Tracy LeGrande, one of the partners. His wife came in and we conceptualized the whole thing with Robert and it came out beautiful, as well as that bank table. I think that's what you're referring to.
Absolutely, because that's what you first told me about, you know, that you had this wonderful historic piece. So describe it a little bit, because, Dustin, you couldn't build anything like that anymore. I mean, I don't think that's cast bronze, is it not?
Yes, cast bronze, weighs about 1,500 pounds. It was a deposit table. So it originally in San Pedro, it resided in the Bank of Italy. So the Bank of Italy, for those who don't know, later became Bank of America.
Yeah, we might have heard of them somewhere.
Yeah, there are a few around. So it sat in the middle of the the bank there. It still has the spots for your deposit slips. And it's just this gorgeous, like, has an inch thick glass top on it, and it's, like you said, cast bronze with so much ornate detail to it, and it's just absolutely gorgeous, and like nothing could be done like that. It's 120 years old, and it was on loan from the Historic Society in San Pedro. They didn't know what to do with it. And then a friend kind of said, hey, what about putting it down the restaurant? And so they go, hey, man, if you want to pay for someone to break this thing down and move it, you got it. So, and what an awesome communal table that's going to be in the bar area there. And you walk in, and it's a showpiece. And again, it's another nod to the history of San Pedro and to the restaurant.
Well, absolutely. And the night that I was with you, that is where I was sitting. And let me tell you, with those nice high-top chairs that you put there, it's very comfortable. Now, Dustin, there's never enough time, but we really haven't talked about the food. And this is what you're the proudest of. So we know it's coastal seafood, but give us some hints about what guests can expect, because you got a wood-burning oven. I mean, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, I mean, and I've always been a strong believer in you're only as good as your team, and we've assembled an amazing team, as well as J Trainees, and I've had these guys working down at J Trainees for the last few months, and that's the pleasure of being able to have two restaurants in the same town. My exec Stu that I brought on was Zach Morrison. He's amazing, grew up in Long Beach area, bounced around, spent the last 5 years at Bestia in Los Angeles, I'm sure you heard of that. And so,
yeah, you know, you don't get much better than that. I mean, they do an incredible job.
Absolutely, and he brings a great passion for whole animal butchery, charcuterie, things like that, which we're going to later grow into. And, you know, me being my passion and for, you know, I guess you could say specialty would be a lot of fresh seafood. And so it was perfect pairing. And he married a girl from San Pedro. So it worked out great that we're like, hey,
he's
man,
family now, Dustin.
Exactly. Exactly. But the food, yeah, the food and design behind it all is we had this beautiful wood burning hearth that was a big advocate of myself where I said, like, this is what we need to make this special. It's a giant open kitchen concept, has the raw bar on the right, and then the wood burning hearth on the left. And so doing a lot of, like, we're calling it, like, coastal cuisine inspired with, like, global influences. It's no one kind of true outlet to say, but we're kind of, we've carved our own niche of what style of cuisine we do. But having the wholesale fish market within 30 yards, you know,
it's right across the street. Yeah. I mean, you see the trucks. Yeah. They're right there.
They're going, and it's great, too. I know people have been doing stories on it now that starting at 2 a.m. on Saturday, I guess you could say Saturday mornings, they do an open public market till about 8-9 in the morning. And so it's just pumping and bustling down there of people coming to go inside the market, the wholesale markets, and buy fish. And it's really like echoing back to the, you know, the olden days of that area. But like you'll see a lot of oysters. We're toying around with the idea of kind of like a European style yakitori. So a lot of different skewered items. Just simply charred over open flame. When the local calamari comes in, certain things like that, octopuses, just simply garnish with sauces, and, you know, just keep it simple and just execute your ingredients with, you know, with a star would be your protein or whatever you use on the plate.
Dustin, you're making us all incredibly hungry now. I know that you're doing friends and family now. You're advising everybody to follow your Instagram feed when reservations will be available. You're promising something by the end of the month, which is next week in terms of an announcement. So what more can you tell us? Because you have a lot of people now that would like to get to Trainees Dockside Station.
Well, yeah, I got great news for you because we passed all our finals earlier this week. So we are looking at June 1st. June 1st doing our kind of like quiet, soft opening. And then we're going to kind of get the ball rolling from there. So Instagram, Trainees Dockside Station, as well as our other restaurant, J Trainees. That's where you'll get the updates, and we're going to have our countdown to live reservations and then let people really jump on it and can't wait to share it with everyone. So we'll be, at the end of next week, we'll be rolling.
Dustin, sounds great. Now, as we need to say goodbye, the one thing we haven't actually said is, what is the specific address of Trainees Dockside Station in San Pedro?
It's with the building, the historic, everything with it, it's the family. It's the, you know, this couldn't be done without my father and our partners that put this beautiful space together. And you'll experience it when you walk in those doors. The aura of it, again, the food, the cocktails, the whole program, the style of service. It's unlike anything down here in the South Bay. And the overall address is just, we can't wait to welcome you in and let you experience 98 years of hard work in the San Pedro community.
Dustin, we look forward to following up with you. And, of course, good luck tomorrow with Galley Wars. We've been speaking with fourth-generation San Pedro resident and chef Dustin Trainee. You know them from J. Trainee's Ristorante on 6th Street in downtown San Pedro. And now, June 1, Trainees Dockside Station. When we come back, it is the L.A. County Fair and Fair Food. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll be right back.